2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is Lowell Thomas speaking, flashing to you the news of the world.
We return now to the KSL Newsreel. The biggest stories from the world of movies, cinema, and the star-studded glamour of Hollywood.
You know, we got class, Steve.
We do?
On this show. I mean, this segment is sponsored by the Utah Symphony.
Oh, it is class.
I mean, it's, you know. Now, I'm not saying that we elevate their status, because that would not be true.
It's more of a charity effort.
But they say, I know. Paul Meacham over there is going, you know, let's throw these guys a bone.
Yeah.
And we have had so much fun with the Utah Symphony as they have, you know, presented a season of remarkable movies and the soundtrack of the movie played by the symphony. And this time, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back in concert. This will be September 6th and 7th. This will be in Abravanel Hall at 7 p.m. You can get more information at utahsymphony.org. And the Utah Symphony, of course, joined forces with the Rebel Alliance to bring you Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back in concert, featuring the iconic movie played on the big screen with John Williams' legendary score performed live to the picture. No need to travel to the Ice Planet for your next adventure.
Which is called Hoth.
Hoth, right there, H-O-T-H. Yeah. Your next adventure, all you have to do is head to Abravanel Hall to live out your wildest
Actually, that
Jedi.
Is the one that I would want to see on the screen.
It's pretty
with,
cool.
With the symphony.
Well, this is one, you know, we often say, gosh, you know, usually part two or, you know, the sequel isn't as good. The two examples that are always given, Godfather 2 and The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
So this is a great opportunity with the Utah Symphony. And we are going to give away a pair of tickets to that coming up in a moment. But right now, it is time for the movie show news. And ladies and gentlemen, here we go. All right. I mentioned this a little earlier. You know, we've talked about Danny Trejo a couple of times already. But he came to the aid of a baby that was trapped in an automobile. It was overturned near Los Angeles. He was trying to get through the window first, but he decided, you know, I've got to do something here. Two vehicles had crashed. One rolled over, as I mentioned, and it was sitting on its roof, baby strapped into the car and the car seat inside.
Yeah.
And he said, with the help of another bystander, we were able to free the child. And I love this because he put in a pitch for having your kids properly restrained. He said the only thing that saved the little kid was his car seat. But he also said this. Listen to this.
Everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. Everything.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, what a great, you know, just a thought for life.
I mean, you think of some of the actors, and I mean, this happens with, you know, us real people too, but I mean, think of the time that, you know, Harrison Ford in his helicopter, you know, helped some people and back and forth. And I just think that's great because Danny Trejo has such a reputation of being a hard guy.
Well, just look at him. He looks all grizzled.
I know. He is one tough looking dude. So, all right.
He's actually a pussycat.
That's what I hear. And you've got a little story about what's happening with the Fox Film Division now. The Disney Studios.
Yes, do we have some sound?
Yeah, well, I think so. Do we have the Fox fanfare? Dun, dun, dun. Maybe not. Yeah, we do. It is first-class show, Steve.
What it should have is like the at the end.
Yeah, the big cat screech there. Okay, so what's happening with Disney and
Fox? Well, you know, when Disney took over Fox, they said, well, we might make some changes. Well, they've canceled about 100 films.
So you're saying Fox immediately became a stepchild?
Oh, boy. They have definitely gutted. So what they did is they went through and looked at all the stuff that Fox, 20th Century Fox, had on its slate to come out.
Said, not this one.
Nope.
Not that one.
Flash Gordon.
What?
Yeah. Written and directed by Taika Waititi, the guy that did Thor Ragnarok. Gone. That movie is gone. Not happening. Cary Fukunaga, who's doing a war film. He's the writer and director of the next Bond 25.
Yeah.
Zzz, Gone.
Gone.
Matt Reeves, the guy that's doing the next Batman movie. He was doing a heist film. Gone.
Gone.
Ben Affleck. Now, this sounded actually pretty good. A McDonald's employee steals the McDonald's winning lottery tickets to sell to the highest bidder. True story. Ben Affleck was going to direct and star in it.
And that's gone?
Gone.
Wow.
And then there's some others that you aren't too unhappy that they're leaving. Toymageddon.
Toymageddon.
Remember the small soldiers?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a reboot of that. We have The Sweetest Fig.
The Sweetest Fig.
An evil guy gets a magic fig and stuff happens.
Well, Gustavo was looking forward to that.
That's gone. Three Misfortunes of Geppetto, gone.
Uh-huh.
Play-Doh, the movie.
Play-Doh.
Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Steelskin, a Rumpelstiltskin reboot, and McClane, 30 years prior to Die Hard.
Yeah.
They were going to do a McClane prequel. And about 100 other films. I mean, the list.
Well, he wasn't that old in the first Die Hard. Is this going to be baby McClane?
Maybe. He's teen McClane.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, he was probably, what, in his mid-30s then?
So he's six?
Baby McClane.
You know, I hadn't thought of that. But
you know, kindergarten McClane.
It says a prequel set 30 years before the original. So maybe it's his dad?
I don't know. But even if he was 40
Fred
years old.
Fred McClane?
Fred Clyde McClane. I don't know. Okay.
Anyway, so.
Don't you wonder where this is going to go as things consolidate? Is it going to enhance what we get to see on the screen and in streaming? Or is it going to diminish our choices?
Oh, and yet they're doing Home Alone. They're redoing Home Alone.
Oh, right? Well, and that, Stephen.
Oh, is that part of your thing?
Is the next story. You almost stole my thunder.
I'm sorry.
But Gustavo, play this classic sound from Home Alone.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
I love that. Okay, Disney has announced it's going to reboot Home Alone for its Disney Plus streaming. Now, when Macaulay Culkin learned about this, he took to social media. And we'll put this on our website. But he's sitting on the couch, you know, junk all over the place, laptop in his lap. He's wearing shorts, and he's got his undershirt and then a regular shirt. He's got some kind of weird headband, and he's got a plate full of dubious-looking food and all kinds of stuff sitting around.
Yeah, he's the ultimate slacker.
And he sent this out, you know, with the idea that, basically Kevin is still
food for thought,
you know, pigging out. He's unsupervised, and this is what has happened. And fans are now urging the now grown-up Culkin to play Kevin's absent-minded dad in the reboot. That'd be kind of cool.
His response is, Disney, call me.
Yeah, Disney, call me. Standing by the phone. He's got it right there sitting by him on the couch. But I thought it was really, really funny. And, by the way, our trivia question is going to come from this story. So the Home Alone reboot, and will Macaulay Culkin be in it? And, Steve, we got to talk about the Field of Dreams.
Well, you know what a baseball fan I am.
I do know that.
So here's the funny thing. So idiots are thinking that they're going to play the game. So MLB has decided, Major League Baseball, they're going to have a one game, and they're going to go to Dyersville, Iowa, and play on the Field of Dreams. Well, that's not what's happening. If you picture the Field of Dreams when they all go into the cornfield,
right?
They're going to build a pathway about 100 yards out, and they're going to build another diamond, an entire brand new, although it's only temporary. It'll have 8,000 seats, and it'll be set up like Comiskey Park with their dimensions. It's not going to be this. You're not going to hit a home run into a
cornfield.
This is a regular season game. I mean, they can't, play a softball game. So it's kind of ridiculous. But it will feature the Yankees.
The Yankees.
Yeah, and the White Sox, which, if you think about it, the White Sox, shoeless Joe Jackson, was on the 1919.
The Black Sox.
The Black Sox. And a lot of the guys that were in the movie were based on the White Sox. So I think it's pretty cool.
It is kind of cool.
But this whole thing is just set up temporarily, and then they're going to take it all
down.
But
Steve, what is the farmer going to do? Because they'll be affecting his corn crop.
Well, a company bought that from the family that owned that farm years ago.
So they're making a fortune on it now.
All they're doing now is, and they're making so much money just on the farm as a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
They don't really care about the corn.
Well, see, man was right. You know, if you build it, they will come. Everybody's going to come by with $20.
The thing is, 8,000 seats. So this is going to be a high-ticket item, a one game in the middle of Iowa.
Have you heard what it's going to sell for?
They have not said anything. I may go. I mean, I seriously might go. This is a Thursday night game.
What are you going to do, sell a kidney?
If I have to.
Wow, see?
I mean, come on.
Okay.
What are the chances you're going to be able to see something like that again?
Once in a lifetime.
Exactly.
Okay. And then this one. I think you recall. Remember when we went over for the screening of the Cowboy. It was a local film, and we went over, and remember we actually had the chance, not you and me, but I was over there for the movie show.
Oh, Piccadilly Cowboy.
Piccadilly Cowboy. There we go. Thank you.
You know, you went to London. I had to stay home.
Yes, uh-huh.
One of... Kind of like, feels like next week.
Well, it's kind of like next week when I'm going to Germany and you're going to be staying.
Don't you feel a little bad?
No, not at all.
Not even a little bit?
But anyway, BAFTA. We had the chance to actually hang out at the BAFTA headquarters, and it's pretty cool. And it's not big and grand. It's just kind of like a cool little club type thing.
Yeah.
But BAFTA is introducing a casting category.
This is the British Academy Awards.
Right. For both its film and television awards for the very first time. The British Academy said just day before yesterday that it's going to stick to its guns on the eligibility criteria for films, which allows streamers such as Netflix and Amazon to compete, but they wanted to add this casting award. It's the first time that they've had a new category since 1999, and it'll be given out at the main BAFTA ceremony. And the casting award, you wonder what that's all about? Well, they say it's the time to recognize those who basically cast a movie and how important it is. You think of all of the major actors. We've heard several people on this show say, you know, the greatest tool a director has is the casting of the movie.
TC says, yeah.
And so, yeah. So Lucy Bevan, who is a casting director, said it's a great honor for our industry to be recognized by BAFTA, and I look forward to seeing many deserving, talented casting professionals receive the award in the years to come. Makes you wonder if the...
Well, I think that's one of those technical awards that they do in a... You know, in a
yeah,
montage.
They'll do it in the tent, you know, 3 weeks yeah. before, you know, with
everybody. Some B-list actor as the host.
But they said they're going to do it at their main awards. But
yeah.
I think if we ever adopt it, I think you're right. I think it'll be kind of down the road in the tent.
Yeah.
All right. There you have, ladies and gentlemen, the movie news, which is sponsored by our friends at the Utah Symphony, joining forces with the Rebel Alliance, bringing you Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back in concert. Featuring the iconic movie played on the big screen with John Williams' legendary score performed live to the picture. If you've never been to one of these, it is amazing. No need to travel to the ice planet Hoth for your next adventure. Head to Abravanel Hall to live out your wildest Jedi.
You're going
to
ride your tauntaun down to the screen?
Yeah, exactly. September 6th and 7th, 7 p.m., Abravanel Hall. You can get more information at utahsymphony.org.
Arg. Is this for pirates only?
Or Southern Utah. Oh. Okay, so in the original movie of Home Alone, we played a little soundbite. Gustavo, play that soundbite once again, will you? You filthy animal. No, we're panicking.
Did you call him a filthy animal?
Gustavo, you filthy animal, play that cut, would you? He's free.
Hello, okay. HR.
Yes, hello. HR, call Gustavo, will you, and tell him he needs to play this soundbite.
I think the call is coming to you.
Oh, no, it's coming to Gustavo. Oh. I know those guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got donuts for them, too. Okay, Gustavo, play it.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
I love it. You know, that is not a real movie. But a lot of people thought it was. But the movie does have a title. So, in the original Home Alone movie, what was the
fake movie?
The fake movie. What was the fake movie's actual title? If you get it right,
you get a new car.
No. You get the opportunity to go to the symphony and see Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. And all you have to do is answer that on our Facebook page at facebook.com, the movie show. And then of those who get the title of that fictional movie right, we will throw all your names in the hat, do a drawing, and you'll be going to that special event.
I have less than a zero clue.
I'll tell you off the air in a minute.
Okay.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby?
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Planning on a weekend of binge watching? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Doug and Steve sort through it all, so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
Isn't it amazing if you had asked somebody what binge watching was in the old days, they would have figured,
I've seen binge eating.
But... you know, maybe you were homesick that day and you just watched TV all day long. That was binge watching. And boy, now it's become a fine art.
The same show.
You know, it's amazing. I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. Dee and I discovered this series out of Australia called Janet King. Wow. You know, that's been an interesting Grantchester, D&I, and all of these things.
You love those highbrow
shows. That in the past, well, the one is just, a really kind of fun whodunit, you know, with a prosecutor and so on. But the Grantchester is kind of a different story.
On the opposite end of that spectrum, I watched The Boys, which is about superheroes that are not very nice.
Really?
It's like in a world where the superheroes exist, but when they're off camera and just kind of regular...
they're jerks.
Complete jerks. And I mean, like, evil in a way to be able to use their powers in such... And I thought, what an interesting concept, but wow, is it dark.
So that's what you've been binge watching?
I watched several episodes, like, holy... mackerel, this is crazy.
Okay. You know, before we go to what's new at the box, kind of the old school way.
I know. It's almost like we should probably get rid of this segment.
It's almost like kind of going, well, let's go back to the wax cylinders here. And what do you like on your 78s?
Exactly.
I mean, one of those things. But let's do a little streaming news. Saw this one. Emmy Award-winning Game of Thrones creators, they have found a new home. They were courted by some big dollars are flying around.
I know, but so many people were so ticked off at those guys that last season.
But let me tell you, it didn't hurt them in this deal. They were courted by six studios. They have signed an exclusive deal with Netflix. The number is so large that nobody officially was confirming it, but they believe that what is out there kind of on the line is for 5 years as much as $300 million. For those guys.
Man, Netflix is really spending a lot of money.
Isn't that crazy? And then this one. I mean, this is where you'd like to have the truthometer, you know, hooked up to Bob Iger's cuff on this one.
Like he didn't know.
Yeah, I love this. Disney has announced the streaming bundle. We've known that, you know, Hulu and ESPN.
Yeah.
And we knew that there would be some kind of a bundling package. I mean, Disney Plus, you just said that. So, and we actually did that story. If you already have Hulu, you don't have to go through all kinds of contortions, new apps, all kinds of things. You just add Disney Plus to it. But my, isn't it interesting?
It's a miracle, really.
I think so, too. That with absolutely, quoting Bob Iger here, I know there's a lot that's been speculated about us going after them, and, you know, we're not looking to occupy space. I mean, I'm just going, no, this is ding, 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 you know, the lie detector going off. But Iger said the fact that both Netflix and the Disney three-piece bundle are priced at $12.99.
It's a miracle.
It's a mere coincidence.
Nobody saw that coming.
Nah. So, you know, and we're all going, oh, no, that's absolutely true, I'm sure. And then we have Michelle and Barack Obama.
Ah.
A lot of people aren't even aware that they have had this Higher Ground Productions. And, well, now they have announced, guess who they're partnering with? Netflix.
More money.
They're partnering with Netflix. They want to align their vision to present stories that are, quote, informative, inspiring, and entertaining. There'll be documentaries, fiction, nonfiction, children's programming, feature films, you name it. And the Obama's first piece is set to premiere on Netflix later on this month. It's called American Factory. It debuted at Sundance in January. They watched the film in advance. They were really interested in having their company acquire this because this, according to them, is in keeping with their vision that they wanted. This film centers on a true story about a new factory that was opened by a Chinese billionaire in an old General Motors plant in Dayton, Ohio. And for thousands of locals, the arrival of this car glass manufacturer meant jobs back, dignity back. After the recession left everybody high and dry. And Factory takes you into the facility to observe what actually happens.
That's
when the
cool.
workers are involved and how from profoundly different cultures are colliding on this, but it seems to be working. It's called American Factory, but that was acquired by the Obamas, and they have struck a deal now with Netflix. So,
nice.
Stephen, what is new at the Red Box?
Well, both at the box and on demand this week, the number one film is Detective Pikachu.
Really?
Yeah.
Sean Reyes will love that.
He will. Ryan Reynolds provides voice for little Pikachu, and thank goodness he's in it because the movie was not that great.
Ooh, okay.
And number two on both at the box and on demand is The Curse of La Llorona.
That's a weird movie.
Yeah, very weird, strange.
Very strange.
Not a good horror. Number three at the box is Long Shot, your favorite film.
Oh, I hated that movie.
And number four is Palms, and number five, The Intruder. On the other side, it's The Intruder, then Long Shot, and Alita Battle Angel is hanging in there. Coming up on the 16th, which is next Friday?
Next Friday.
Avengers Endgame.
Wow, it'll be interesting to see what kind of debut that makes at the box.
I'm pretty sure it'll...
Think a few people.
Everybody will be home.
A few people.
Streets
are gonna,
abandoned.
You know, actually, fork over the buck and a half.
Now that they miraculously have the number one box office movie of all time.
Yeah, and remember, Disney refused to sell that as soon as it came out. Refused to sell it. Kissed off at least $50 million from Netflix, they could save it. And they've done that with other films.
Captain Marvel will not be.
Yeah, they're probably $150-200 million in the red, or at least. It's money that has yet to be seen.
Right. They could have gotten money already for these projects.
Oh, yeah. It could
projects.
Be in the bank.
Yeah.
Could be in Bob Iger's
but
retirement
But for $13,
account.
They're going to slowly come back.
Yeah. Miraculous that I still can't get over just the intervention.
And that's three streaming.
Three. That's right. Okay.
For the price of one.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's our streaming news here on the movie show at KSL News Radio.